This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run, 7:36 right now. Just coming on to 7:36 on Monday, the 8th of August. I'm Melissa Idris with Ibrahim Saini and Julian Ng. Now, Julian, what do we have lined up for us in terms of news for the next half an hour?
Well, we have Berkshire, which is Warren Buffett's company. That's results coming out. And Walmart is getting a deal to buy an e-commerce company. Also, back home here in Malaysia, some announcements being made on how to help people buy their own homes, as well as the office property sector. Tabung Haji has come up with a clarification as to why they offered a rental price that was way below market.
Right, so loads to talk about today. But also, you know, on Friday, we had that really stellar US jobs report. Really beating expectations. Non-farm payrolls rose by 255,000. That was well above what economists were expecting, 179,000. And to boost that, I guess the average hourly earnings were also up 2.6% if you compare that on year. So all in all, everyone kind of optimistic, bullish about the strength of the US economy and its jobs sector.
Yeah, it's certainly a blockbuster numbers, and wage growth is extremely strong, actually 2.6% over the last year. That outpaces inflation. Also, if you look at from June to July, that figure goes up by about 3.8%. So if you're thinking of pushing up inflation, here is your chance to say that, hey, wage growth is at the seams, pressuring prices to go up. And people are already starting to talk about inflation, which is good news economically, because they were really freaked out about deflation before. Then that's bad for business. Interest rate expectations are beginning to rise and the dollar jumps. But I'm not sure if we're jumping the gun here.
Well, that's true, because we might be jumping the gun. But at the same time, because of the dollar jumping, it might not be so good in the long run, or in the short run, because other currencies will fall dramatically because of the dollar jumping. So I don't know whether, you know, currencies, particularly in emerging markets like Malaysia and Indonesia, would see some benefit from this. It might be more expensive to trade with the US now.
I don't know. I think we may be jumping the gun on expectations that the Fed could increase rates, because, you know, you're forgetting the major event in November, right? You've got the elections coming up. So perhaps the Fed may not move until after the elections are done and dusted. But I mean, this is, given that the Fed is data dependent, this is clearly going to be a really big hawkish signal for the Fed.
I think so. But, you know, the expectations in the bond markets, and bond markets are generally correct about their own expectations. That has come off. The expectations, have been seesawing for a while, but it's generally weak about interest rate rises since Brexit and that November election, which is always a very political decision to have any interest rates movements before the elections. Also, I think that if you look at economic numbers. Employment, in spite of what the numbers show, is still quite fragile. You still have big chunks of the economy without a job, even though the official headline numbers say they do. And also the fact that inflation is still extremely weak. So I think there are some suggestions in economic circles to let this inflation run for a while before you start raising interest rates. Let that inflation go a little bit higher and confirm a trend before you start destroying that expectation.
True.
Going back to that dollar argument, it's very real, actually, because if the dollar jumps too quickly, that will also discourage countries around the world to buy from the United States. So I guess the Fed would have to put all this into its playbook before deciding to have that really, watershed moment when they raise interest rates.
Berkshire Hathaway has reported its second quarter profit, and that was really good results. It's up 25%. So it says that this was helped by an improvement in insurance underwriting, which swung to a $337 million profit. If you compare that a year earlier, it was a $38 million loss.
Yeah, that's right. Insurance did well. They also made that big acquisition, spending about $32 billion to buy precision cast parts, which is industrial
aircraft parts.
Aircraft parts, yeah. Also industrial goods and metal fabrication is as old economy as you can get.
Just like the US dollar, you know, jumping to high levels. I think some of the equity markets in the US are also really, really high right now. And I think that has also raised some concern from a lot of traders because this might lead to an overheating by the indices, including the S&P 500, including the Dow Jones. So I don't know how they want to manage this. Perhaps some profit-taking is expected going forward, I think.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I think it was about a week ago, that the market capitalization of Facebook overtook that of Berkshire Hathaway. So it is really a sign of the times because Berkshire is an old economy company. Mm. And it also saw Jeff Bezos becoming richer than Warren Buffett, right? So
yeah.
Whether Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway will continue to do well into the future is really a question of whether this is a investor's vote between the old and new economy.
Yeah, I see that the same way as well. You know, old economy very tied to the energy sector, and that's done really appallingly in the past year or so. But, you know, there are risks in both, right, Jules? You talk about the new economy and the fear that Berkshire once had over the dot-com bubble burst and, you know, its fear of touching anything new economy at the moment. They may lose out in the new economy rally, but in the long term, they could also lose out in the old economy with the busts and booms of the oil cycle.
Yeah, I guess you still need trains. You still need insurance policies, which Berkshire owns a lot. You still need food. I mean, Berkshire owns Kraft. But in another deal that reflects this tug of war between the old and new economy is Walmart. They are said to be getting into a deal to buy Jet.com for about $3 billion. Now, this is significant because a very small portion of Walmart's revenue comes from online, and that's where the war is going on. You compare Walmart to Amazon. Walmart is nothing. Walmart's e-commerce is just 10% right. of Amazon. So they are trying hard to close this deal, actually.
You know, if I'm an employee of Walmart or a person strategically driven for Walmart, I would say the glasses are full. Because we know that Facebook is capturing that consumer market quite sizably. You know, their revenue actually boosted from $2 billion in this quarter, and it was $1 billion previous quarter in terms of ad revenue. So you can see consumers are there. Jeff Bezos and Amazon, they're going to make a lot of money there. So I think if I'm a guy from Walmart, I'd say it's great that we have a small portion of this because the room to grow is exponential.
Well, the CEO, Doug McMillon, the CEO of Walmart, I think it's quite interesting, this tie-up with Jet.com, because, you know, if it was any other person trying to buy a loss-making company, a loss making website like Jet.com for $3 billion, they'd be booted out by the board. But Doug McMillon has the backing of the Walton family. He's got a huge balance sheet now, and he's got a directive to spend in order to win. And Jet.com could definitely be that quiver in the online marketing arrow that Walmart wants. You know, Jet.com was created to price to undercut Amazon's prices. So create price merchandise below Amazon's pricing. They've done that through a series of algorithms and price sharing and all that. But really kind of a clever and consistent way of cutting Amazon's prices. No other website has managed to do that consistently so far. So can Jet.com and can Walmart tap into the potential of Jet.com?
Well, you're really talking about this apparently new thing called gain sharing,
yes.
Which is adding more items to your shopping cart in order to reduce things like shipping costs, right? But it's really not new because Amazon has been doing this for a long time. Amazon has this thing called the Prime account where you pay $99 a year and they deliver for free 2 days after you order. Jet.com is owned by Mark Law, who is supposed to be one of the smartest people in e-commerce, right? In fact, Walmart wants to retain Mark Law in Jet.com for a few years after they buy it because these are old rivals in the e-commerce sector. Mark Law has been duking it out with Jeff Bezos for a long time. In fact, they worked together for a while after Amazon purchased diapers.com
right.
and put that into their fold. So this guy is there because he has an agenda, right, to challenge Amazon at their game, and a lot of people are backing him with a lot of money. The likes of Alibaba, Goldman Sachs, Excel Partners, they're putting money, and now Walmart is doing the same thing.
These individuals, right? Excel Partners, they back Facebook and so on. I think if you want to spend money, even if it's a loss-making company, it should be in the consumer sector. That's why Facebook and Amazon, and for now Walmart, they are gung-ho on this, because the consumer sector is the new marketplace to make money.
All right, let's take a look at the local business scene that's coming up after this. Stay tuned to The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.